ABC Radio Australia.
A United States government plan to deploy nuclear-capable bombers to northern Australia has drawn concern from a Pacific anti-military activist. An ABC investigation revealed that up to six B-52 aircrafts could be stationed at Tyndall Air Base south of Darwin. Analysts say it's intended to send a clear warning to China as concerns intensify over potential conflict in the region. Social work professor Lisa Natividad from Pacific Indigenous Women's Network is a Chamorro woman from Guam and told the ABC's Marion Farr she's worried.
You know, it's not a surprise in any way because this is just consistent with the U.S.'s current policy and agenda in terms of the containment of China. And so when we look at these six B-52s that are projected to be stationed in Tyndale, it's very consistent with the experience that we've had here on Guam. B-52s, B-stealth bombers, B-2s, you know, the whole arsenal of military Air Force planes and so forth, weaponry are stationed here. And the caution that we would have as the U.S. continues to expand its military presence in Australia is the fact that with the holding of the guns and the weaponry creates the prime target in terms of the potential for attack. And we see this in our relationship with North Korea, where Guam is the place that is currently being threatened. And there is a bomb that China has in its arsenal called the Guam Killer. And, you know, we have no beef with China, meaning the people of Guam, our indigenous people, Chamorros. But the reality is because these bases exist here containing those guns, it puts us in absolute risk. And we are a community that was invaded because of these guns during World War II. So we have the historical memory and experiences, very traumatic ones, that have caused a lot of problems in our current community and our people. And that really stems from the fact that we have these host these military bases and these guns are here.
Lisa, we've talked in the past about some of the concerns that the Indigenous people of Guam hold around militarization. Now, we've recently seen President Xi Jinping secure a third term and really sort of ramp up his rhetoric around Taiwan. Does that add a level of concern to you and from where you're standing at the moment?
Absolutely, particularly from the context in which the government of Taiwan has set up even a consular office here on the island. You know, they have a particular office, they have a very, big presence in terms of them as an international personality, which, as we all know, in actuality, Taiwan is a part of China. Right. And let us not be confused about that. So with these growing tensions, you know, with the Pelosi visit to Taiwan has really heightened, I think, the tensions around what could potentially become, aggressive interaction with China. And that, of course, as with the case of Australia, these bombs will be directed towards us as a result.
You mentioned provocation, but some may also make the argument that having this weaponry in places like Australia and like Guam actually acts as a deterrent and along those lines increases safety in the region. What do you say to that?
Based on our historical experience on our island, it most certainly doesn't. And we say that because many of our neighbors were safe from attack because they didn't have these same guns and weaponry and basing that we have on our island. And so for that reason, that really is a nice supposition. And we're often told by the U.S. Department of Defense that we are safe because of their presence. But our historical experience has been the opposite, and we won't be confused about that.
Now, these B-52s are capable of detonating nuclear weapons. We know that across the Pacific there is quite a strong anti-nuclear movement because of the history around nuclear testing in the region. Do you think that this move by the US and Australia as well to allow these types of military equipment in the region. Do you think that's likely to upset Pacific people and put strain on the relationship between the US and Australia and other Pacific nations?
Absolutely. And, you know, it's almost as though superpowers look at us like we're dispensable in that regard because we're small islands with small populations. But we are still here. These are our homelands. And it is not okay for us to be put at such risk in the name of these geopolitical tensions and games, you know, over power.
Would you expect Pacific nations to be, I guess, commenting or speaking out against this move in terms of the nuclear concern?
I would absolutely think so. It's just as the way the Pacific leaders throughout the different regions of the Pacific spoke out against the AUKUS agreement. They had very strong opinions about how that is not okay and that, you know, when there was the Treaty of Rarotonga that specifically said we wanted the Pacific for these activities to stay out of the Pacific, and it's in clear violation of those kinds of treaties.